When he walked us to the helicopter, I freaked out quite a bit. However, it was the only way to get there, he said, so I acquiesced. I should have trusted my instincts. Now we were going to be trapped with people I didn't know for over 2 days. I wasn't pleased. All I really wanted to do was get out of this helicopter and untuck. But that wouldn't be able to happen. Victor Summers was not invited to the getaway. Vicky Dean was. And that meant staying in drag for over 48 hours straight, or in other words, pure hell. I guess I should explain. I am a man of multiple personalities due to my work. Victor Summers is who I really am most of the time. A retired hairstylist who lives in Maple Bay, California, and is dating Sheriff Hottie, Harper Wolf. I prefer casual clothes and romantic films. I also perform and run the drag show at the local gay bar as the hostess with the mostest, Raven Ravone. She likes to be the life of the party and takes absolutely no shit from anyone. She is my backbone even when I'm not in drag. She wears rhinestones, stilettos, and prefers listening to music. Then there is the most complicated of my identities, Vicky Dean.
She is the best-selling mystery author that I created as a shield when I wrote my first book. I was terrified of rejection, and having it happen to this other person felt safe to me. Instead of rejection, I found a publisher who was excited to release my book and signed me to a contract. I had to explain to them that Vicky is not a real person, and I was, in fact, a gay man slash drag queen. They were intrigued and allowed me to keep the pen name. And so, Vicky Dean LLC was created. Vicky is no nonsense and is the analytical side of my personality. She loves to kill people, fictionally, and read whenever she has downtime. She also likes to find herself in harrowing situations. Twice in the last year, she helped solve a murder in real life, and both times put herself in harm's way to do it. I was starting to think Vicky had a death wish.
One day soon, I would tell the world the truth about her and myself. I could lose everything I've worked so hard for, but the juggling of my identities was starting to become an issue. Too many people now knew the truth. At first, it was just my publisher and editor. Then, Sheriff Hottie and Corey. A couple months ago, I told my friend Ursula Moulet while we were embroiled in a murder mystery at a drag pageant we were both involved with. You can Google that story. It was insane. Now, because there was really no help for it, Corey's new boyfriend and Harper's best friend, Tom Jensen, was also in on the secret. Too many people I now relied on to keep quiet about who I really was. It was only a matter of time before someone said the wrong thing and it all unraveled. I had faith in them and their friendship. But gays liked to gossip. Trust me, I know. I spill the tea every time my mouth opens. The pilot descended much quicker than I would have liked, and I got an even better view of the sprawling mansion. It was a massive behemoth made of stone, with turrets jutting up from the sides like bookends, giving it that castle feel I noticed from above. The pilot landed smoothly, and we all unclasped the safety belts we were wearing. Harper stood up and pulled our suitcases from the cargo bay in the back. Jensen did the same for Corey. We smirked at each other as if to say, "Look at our men taking care of us." I was so happy for him. Corey had been alone too long, and Jensen was as sweet as he was hot.
"I'll be back to pick you up on Sunday at 1. Stay safe and warm, and if it does dump a lot more snow today, I would forgo any skiing. The powder would be too dangerous up here if it gets any deeper."
"Wait, you're leaving? I thought you worked for the lodge and would stay in case any of us needed to leave,"
I said quickly, feeling trapped with a bunch of strangers already. Why didn't I say no to this?
"Lady, when this storm comes, no one's going anywhere. They just hired me to transport you. You're all going to be stuck there over the weekend. If you want to go back, it's now or never,"
the pilot shouted over the noise of the chopper. Harper reached over and took my hand. I glanced up, knowing already.